An Addiction to Cloth Diapers, written by Christina Curtin, September 23rd, 2020. I love the Earth. I'm passionate about recycling and teaching my kids to respect our planet. I try to find ways to limit my carbon footprint. I refuse straws at restaurants and bring my own bags to the grocery store. I get heated when people litter. Seriously, it's a hot button. Don't do it in front of me. Just ask Carnival Cruise Line. I was on a ship during a balloon drop gone wrong. Balloons were flying out to sea thanks to a set of doors on the ship that kept automatically opening every 40 seconds and releasing a flurry of balloons out into the open water. I couldn't stop thinking of all the sea animals that were now probably choking on rubber. I lost my shit on the front desk staff. It might have been the 6 or so glasses of white wine I had that day, but whatever. Anyways, when Miss Evie was a bun in my oven, I happened to stumble upon the idea of cloth diapering thanks to a pregnancy Facebook group I joined. Some moms were posting questions about it, and one mom shared an image about the impact of disposables on the earth versus cloth. After seeing it, I felt compelled to make the switch. With Gianna and Scarlett, I used disposable diapers. Pampers was my favorite brand with their blue stripe that signaled when the sack of cellulose and propylene was full of pee and ready to change. I would go through at least 8 of those a day, times 365 days in a year, times 3 years, times 2 kids. That's enough to make me vomit. How does Earth not already look like it did in WALL-E? It had never crossed my mind with either child that cloth diapers were an option. I never thought about not using disposables. Maybe it was because the internet and Facebook wasn't as big back then. God, I'm old. Anyways, I am grateful I joined that Prego page and that some moms posted about their love and experience with cloth. Using cloth diapers is the best thing I could do for the earth, my baby, and my bank account. First, the fun part. Do you think diapers are cute? I'm sure the answer is no. That's because you are thinking of the white, disposable shit sacks. But cloth diapers are cute. They are adorable. They come in so many different patterns, prints, and sayings that it's no wonder there's a whole other culture out there surrounding cloth diapers. The resale groups, the lingo, the adorable prints, the handmade cuteness all over Etsy. I might have a slight problem. Just look at some of my stash. That is what your collection of cloth diapers is called. And coincidentally, also the name of a secret collection of drugs or porn. More proof, these things are addictive. I have like 8 Disney diapers, mermaid ones, flowers, fish bones, solid, watercolor, guinea pigs, the leg lamp from The Christmas Story. I even just ordered a Bob Ross one that says, "Happy Little Accidents." I need to stop. No, I don't. This is glorious. Buying diapers becomes an addiction. Along with the constant purchasing, there's also the need to clean these suckers because once your kid craps in them, you don't throw them away. Duh. With cloth, there is a whole list of do's and don'ts when it comes to washing your diapers. Don't just throw those things in with your regular clothes. Not that you would because, well, there's shit on them. Poo residue aside, you really can't treat cloth like regular laundry. There's a waterproof layer and elastic involved, fleece liners, and a myriad of fabric types. You really have to be aware of how you're washing them. You gotta test your water hardness and find out what detergent works best with your water. You gotta pre-wash and then wash again. It may sound annoying as fuck, but so far, I actually like it. It's kind of like a meditation of sorts. And hanging them out to dry in the sun to remove the shit stains makes me channel my inner Donna Reed, and I love it. If you would have asked 16-year-old me if sunning shitty cloth diapers when I was 38 would be a highlight of my week, you would have gotten a look for sure. I also drive a minivan, so this really shouldn't shock you. Not only is cloth better for the earth, adorable, and fun to wash, but cloth diapers also save you green, unless you have a serious problem and spend $80 on one diaper, because I have seen people do that. $80 fucking. That's insane. So aside from that lunacy, cloth diapers are really much cheaper. You can buy them new for like $4, and you can resell your diapers to recoup some of the cost. Seriously, resell them. Yeah, it's kind of weird because it's sort of like buying used underwear, I guess, but I'm not questioning it. As an example, I spent $4.50 on one newborn diaper that Evie wore for 2 months. I just resold that diaper for $3 on Facebook. So one diaper that I used for 2 months only cost me $1.50. Whoop whoop! This post was basically an ode to cloth diapers. Sure, most of you don't have kids in diapers, so I'm impressed and slightly disturbed if you listen to this whole thing. Just kidding. Thanks for the support. But if you do have kids still in diapers, it would make my heart immensely happy to know I have convinced you to switch to cloth. You won't regret it, and our earth would be grateful. Trust me.